comes after months of industrial unrest, really, between Royal Mail and the Communication Workers Union, which represents most of Royal Mail's 160,000 staff. And really, if you ask the two different sides, you'll get two different answers. For the union, they say that Royal Mail's plans to modernise a business, which both sides agree is desperately needed. Royal Mail is very inefficient. It doesn't have enough automatic mail sorting machines to match the efficiency of its rivals in the UK. But the union claims that this modernisation program and these machines that are being brought in is resulting in increased workload for staff, unreasonably high, they say. They say also that they predict that Royal Mail will make compulsory redundancies because with these new machines you won't need so many people, and they accuse Royal Mail of intimidating staff. Royal Mail, they're playing a canny game, really, and this is all a bit of a public relations battle, but they're sticking to the mantra that the CWU are damaging Royal Mail's business. They're hurting customers, and they haven't actually accused the union of Spanish practices yet, but certainly they refute everything that the union says.
Sorry, Spanish practices?
Yeah, sorry, I should really explain that. 2 years ago, you may remember, we were in a similar place to where we are today. That was when we last had national postal strikes. And then it was all about so-called Spanish practices. It's what Adam Crozier called long-held traditions that Royal Mail staff used to knock off early, to cut corners, and, if they finish their rounds early, they'll get to go home early, that kind of thing. Now, CWU say this isn't about the Spanish practices this time round. This is about the big picture, is what Dave Ward, the Deputy General Secretary, says. He says this is about how Royal Mail should be run, and how they think management's got it wrong.
Now, the postal workers say that the government and Royal Mail have been working together to prevent a deal. How bad is this for the government?
It's not good for the government. It's not been a good year for the government and Royal Mail. Obviously, it was only a few months ago that Lord Manderson, the business secretary, had to scrap plans to part-privatise Royal Mail, which the unions resisted. I think for Lord Manderson, he certainly feels there's unfinished business with regard to Royal Mail. We all know for all his good work with the car industry, which has won him some surprising plaudits from the likes of Tony Woodley, the leader of the Unite Union. Lord Manderson isn't really the biggest fan of unions, and I wouldn't say he's trying to break the union, but certainly I don't see any sign that the government is sort of softening its stance. It really seems to be backing Royal Mail management to the hilt. And while Royal Mail has the government's backing, I think continue to play it tough too.
And there are further strikes planned. Haven't been announced yet, but there are going to be further strikes between now and Christmas. What can customers and businesses do meanwhile, whilst all this is going on?
Well, there are some options. Consumer Focus, the consumer watchdog, they advise ordinary people like you and me, want to send letters to a poster. Letters at the our local post offices, mail is more likely to get delivered quicker. Some of the big online retailers, people like Amazon, Argos, they're already will be switching to other postal operators. Royal Mail isn't the only postal company in the UK, although it is by far the largest. So companies like TNT, UPS, they can also deliver parcels. But unfortunately, unless you can afford to use very expensive courier services, then we're really stuffed, and we kind of face 2 weeks of postal disruption as workers struggle to get through this backlog that this 2-day stoppage will cause.